Now time for locker room chat, and joined by Onega Boys head basketball coach Luke Baxter. After three games from the past week, we'll kind of briefly go through each of them here. Coach, starting off with your 43-33 win over Washington County. You guys did a lot of things right to get that win.
Yeah, you know, we came out kind of sluggish in the first half. I think we kind of had a little bit of a hangover from that double overtime loss just 2 days before, but didn't shoot the ball real well in the first half. But I thought we played really good defense, and I think we only had one turnover in the first half, and that's what kept us in the game. And then the third quarter, I think we came out and hit five threes and kind of took the lead there, and I thought our kids responded really well in the second half.
And then after that, your opening game against Hanover doesn't quite go your way. You replicate your offensive total with 43, but then you give up 61 against Hanover.
Yeah, you know, we were coming in that game pretty, maybe too confident. We won 2 of 3 and had that close over double overtime loss. So we were thinking, you know, we were close to being on a three-game winning streak. And Hanover just kind of came out and took it to us. I thought it was one of our worst defensive performances of the year.
But then you guys went and bounced back against Lynn yesterday. You guys won this one 50-41. Coach, you guys trailed 31-19 going into the fourth, and you put up 31 points in the fourth quarter. How did that all happen?
I don't really know. I thought Lynn did a good job of taking away guys the first three quarters. I thought they frustrated our kids, and they hit shots in each quarter and did a really good job. And then the fourth quarter, I don't know, we hit a shot, and then we hit like five shots. And we picked up the intensity a little bit. And a lot of times, and you always said, you put energy into that ball on defense, it seems like it creates offense. I don't know how that works, but it just does. And hey, we had a lot. It was a total team effort, but in the fourth quarter, we had a lot of guys step up. But one that really sticks out to me is Jackson Colderman. I think in about a 2.5 minute span in the fourth quarter, I think he had 2 threes and 2 twos. I mean, he had 10 points. And really, we went from being down 12 to up 1 just like that, and he had a lot to do with it. But no, the whole team, I thought, stepped up. I thought Colby Fordham came in, gave us some good minutes. I thought Connor Nider finished the game well, as did Ty Figge. And Zach Fisher really struggled throughout the game, but I thought he and Jeremiah Dorsey finished the game really well, and it really came down to free throws, and we shot, I think, 14 of 18 in the fourth quarter. That was really the difference in the game.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys have really started to hit your stride this season. A bit of a rough start to the year, but then I've been really impressed with your guys' resilience. You guys bounce back, and you're just a few plays away of winning 4 of your last 5. You guys now take on a Jonathan West team. Certainly a very winnable game for you guys.
It is winnable, but man, I've been so impressed with them. They do the little things right. They're really well coached. They box out really well. They take care of the ball. They play really intense defense. It's going to be a really tough game on Saturday morning. They'll have to become ready to play, and I just hope we don't wait till the fourth quarter to pick up our intensity.
Should be a lot of fun. We'll have the game right here on KMZA at 11:30 tip, and I look forward to seeing you guys play again coming up this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Jared. We'll see you then.
That was Luke Baxter, Onega Boys head basketball coach, here on Locker Room Chat before their game versus Jonathan West on Saturday here on KMZA. Today's Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.